Perhaps if a brother has a comment or a response to the question raised by Brother Hemraj, could spend a minute or two on that before we proceed with the second session, if that's okay with everyone. Perhaps Brother Hemraj, you could just repeat the question, please, one more time.
Wondering why amongst thousands and thousands of Israelites, why only one person's heart was knit with the person of David? He had so much appreciation when he hit with the stone or with his sling on Goliath's head, and when he fell, that very moment, I think,
in one way it shows God's divine work in a soul, and his having chosen Jonathan to trust in David. So this is a divine work outside of man. We're not born of the flesh, we're born of the spirit. And this is something that it's not understandable to the natural mind. Even though they had all witnessed what David accomplished and heard his words, we might say there was one convert that day. There are other occasions in Scripture, as the case in Acts chapter 2, when Peter stood up and he gave a message, and 3,000 souls believed. So that was in God's mind. We do see later in the next verse, verse 5, there is an acceptance on the part of the people in general of David, but it's not the same response as we saw with Jonathan, as you point out. And I think it just highlights the fact that every redeemed soul is it's a work of God, a divine work, outside the instruments of natural thought. It's outside of that. I don't understand why two people can hear the same message and one turns to the Lord and the other walks away. I don't understand that. But it's also God's display of grace to the one that has believed. Right? Perhaps there's other thoughts.
In some sense, every one of us is Jonathan, because our salvation is individual. Jonathan saw the work that happened with Goliath. He then met David, and then from that contact, he learns the covenant, just as we have some covenant in our salvation. And there are several steps we're involved. First is the soul was knit to David. And then out of that emerged this love, just like in 1 John it says, we love him because he first loved us. And then as a result of that connection, we have the seal, which speaks of the Holy Spirit, which dwells within us. And that seal is the bond. And I just refer to one verse in 2 Timothy 19, except in 2 Timothy 2:19, it says, nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knows those who are his. Mm. So consequently, from that point on, that covenant was sealed with the Holy Spirit.
You must have had some thoughts, brother, yourself.
I don't have really any thought, but I was thinking about the work of the Spirit in every individual in the beginning of our Christian life, conversion, time of conversion. But could we still, even at present time, could we just bring any application of life? Do we have any application at present time? When we think of Jonathan's heart, maybe David's person, it was in the in his initial time, first time when he comes to the attachment material. But later on, we can see in the conversation how it's not declining, and we don't see such attachment in his first time.
Perhaps just one comment to add before we move on. I wonder if Jonathan hadn't have given David this position with all of the things he gave. I wonder if by him not doing that, if all the others would have seen the position David had. So without the robe, without giving the sword and the bow in his girdle, without Jonathan giving that, I wonder if the others would not have seen it and maybe just carried on and ignored or not just seen David. So Jonathan did something to lift up his king, to lift up the true King David. So I wonder in our lives, what are we doing to lift up the Lord that others around may see and see that testimony we may have? I wonder if that's something that we can, perhaps for ourselves as a practical, simple, practical application, see in this to help those around us. We know in this world, very few read the Bible. Perhaps even amongst ourselves, we don't read it enough. I know for myself, it's always a challenge. But the world, they're very quick to read you and I. And I wonder, what position do we give Christ in our daily lives that others can see from our walk, our ways, how we conduct ourselves? Who is our King? Do we follow the King of this world? Do we follow the one who is causing chaos and problems in this world? Or do we follow the King of Kings and Lord of Lords? Can they see that from what we give in our daily lives?
And isn't there a warning in it, as Brother Hemraj has said, between the way in which Jonathan began and the way in which he ended? In regard to the assembly at Ephesus, the Lord had to say, I have this against thee, that thou hast left thy first love, or thy chief love.
Someone has said that Jonathan could strip himself of his robe that was of the robe that was upon him and gave it to David and his garments, even to his sword and to his bow and to his girdle, but it is not mentioned about his shoes. And when it comes to the practical side, then we see the numbers, something.
And what do the shoes represent that he didn't give them?
Well, practical walk.
Practical walk.
It has been practical.